Good evening to you from the Newman Athletic Center on the campus of Jamestown University in Jamestown, North Dakota. We get so at four Great Plains Athletic Conference women's and men's basketball. We will start with a women's contest that will happen in just a little bit. We have some pregame announcements to take care of. Also coming up shortly will be our national anthem. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, and we will pause now for our national anthem. Listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Here then is a look at the matchup tonight. First of all, for the Jamestown Jimmies, the women are receiving votes in the NAI Division II coaches poll. They stand 6-3 overall, 2-2 in the GPAC. Jimmies have wins over Doan and Dakota Wesleyan. Their losses are to Northwestern and Mount Marty in the league. Jimmies also lost to Mayville State non-conference play back on November 1. Jamestown is averaging 71.1 points per game. They allow 66.7 points per outing. The Jimmies are out-rebounding teams 41.6 to 40.8, and they are forcing teams into 28 turnovers per game while giving the ball up 19 times per game. Jamestown does not have a player averaging double digits. Olivia Anderson is putting in 9.8 points per game. She is taking in 4.6 rebounds per contest. She is converting a team-best 58.7% of her field goal attempts. Hannah DeMars is scoring 9 points per game, and she leads the team in rebounds with a 5.2 average. Noelle Josephson is at 7.8 points per game, and she averages over 3 steals per game. Grace Benz is at 7.1 points per game for Thad Sankey and the Jamestown Jimmies. The Defender women are off to a program best 10-1 record, and they stand 3-1 in the GPAC with wins over Dakota Wesleyan, Northwestern, and Briar Cliff. Dort's loss is to Morningside, and that came on the road back on November 16, 81-78. Dort is converting 48.8% of its field goals, 30.8% of its three-point shots. The Defenders also get to the free throw line 22 times per game and convert 72% of its free throws. Erica Feenster scores 21.9 points per game with 6.7 rebounds, and she is making 69.2% of her field goals. Carly Gustafson scores 10.4 points per game with a team-high 6.9 rebounds. She is making 64.7% of her field goals. Rachel Evavold adds 9.3 points per game with 5.2 rebounds, and she is making 64% of her field goals. Gabby Krakus is at 8.5 points per game with a team-high 30 steals through 11 games, and Bailey Beckman's averages at 7.5 points per game. Peyton Harmson has converted a team-high 23 three-point baskets, and she has 20 steals while scoring 6.7 points per game. These two teams met twice last season, with Dort winning both of those matchups. The Defender women swept the two meetings. Dort was a 99-83 winner on December 1 in Sioux Center. Game was tight until the fourth quarter when Dort outscored the visitors 27-15. Feenstra had 32 for the Defenders on 11-15 shooting. Fast start by the Defenders marked the second meeting in Jamestown in February as well, with a 24-11 lead after one quarter and a 36-21 halftime edge. Jamestown closed it within two in the third quarter, but Dort pushed the lead back to double digits early in the fourth quarter and closed the game down the stretch. Feenstra and Annie Rinesmith each had 16. Jamestown was led by Mackenzie Higlins, 15 points. The Jimmies lost to Mount Marty in their most recent outing 1 week ago, this past Monday. They lost on November 25 by 55-53 margin in Yankton to the Lancers. DeMars had 12 points and made 10 of 11 free throws while going 1 for 10 from the floor. The Defender women were in action Monday night of this week. They beat Dakota State 90-76 after leading 42-32 at halftime. Lady Tees made a comeback in the third quarter. Dort pushed the lead up to double digits again early in the fourth and got 27 points from Erica Feenstra. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with opening tip a little later than scheduled right after this. Dort with the first possession of the contest. They work the ball down low to Erica Feenster. Feenster gets blocked on her first attempt as they double-team her. And now we have a bloody nose that appears for one of the Jamestown Jimmies. They'll get that taken care of. That is Noelle Josephson heading to the sideline of the bloody nose. 5'9 sophomore from Ramsey, Minnesota. Starting lineup for the Defenders, same as you have come to expect. Feenstra, Pruitt, Harmson, Van Manen, and Evavold. Feenstra averaging 21.9 points per game. Evavold at 9.3. Harmson at 6.7. Van Manen at 6.2. And Pruitt is at 3.7 for the Jimmies. They have their first possession. We're tied 0-0 as the Defenders, Erica Feenstra, got called for steps after getting her shot blocked. Pass goes into the lane, shot no good, and the rebound cleared by Feenstra after the missed shot by Olivia Anderson. Jamestown showing pressure defense. They get the ball across the timeline, does Dort. Pruitt to Harmson. Harmson, Evavold. Evavold inside for Feenstra, and Feenstra is pushed from behind. Foul's going to go on Higland, and Mackenzie Higland whistled for foul number one. That is team foul number one as well against the Jimmies here in this quarter. Just underway. Dort with the basketball. Both teams with a possession to start the contest. Coming up empty with the basketball. Out front is Harmson. Harmson over the basketball. Stops, pops, free throw line jumper off the side. No good. And the rebound is taken away by the Jimmies. Hannah DeMars up the floor over the basketball, crosses over to the middle of the floor, brings it back out to the right wing. She passes it off to Storr. Storr over the basketball. Storr gets the return pass. Looking for a ball screen and getting it is Paige Schmidt. Going downhill with the basketball is DeMars, and DeMars is going to be called for a double dribble. It'll be Dort basketball. We're scoreless through a minute 18 of this contest. 8:42 left to play in the first quarter. Pruitt with the basketball. Long cross-court pass to Van Manen. Van Manen stops on the oboe, feeds the trailer. Feenstra. Feenstra shot no good. Gets her own rebound back. Puts it up in the lane. Her shot is good. Erica Feenstra with a two-point basket, and the Defenders take the early lead 2-0. They get the first basket of the night. Pass over to Schmidt. Schmidt with the basketball. Back out front it goes to DeMars. DeMars on the left elbow. DeMars gives it up to Storr. Storr misses the three. Long rebound, though. Taken down. Shot no good in the lane. The runner by Mackenzie Higland. Higland unable to get the shot to go, though. But a rebound, an offensive rebound for Olivia Anderson, and she is promptly fouled on the play. Foul is charged to the Defenders, Jordan Van Manen. Van Manen whistled for the personal foul. Jimmy's basketball. Jimmy's have it on the left side. This is DeMars. DeMars loops it over the top, inside Higland. Kicks it back out, down to the baseline with the basketball. Higland got the return pass in the corner and promptly fouled by the Defenders, Peyton Harmson. Harmson whistled for the foul, her first, team foul number two on the Defenders. Jamestown inbounding the basketball. Jimmies looking to throw over the top, and they find free player, that's Schmidt. Schmidt, three, good. Paige Schmidt with the three-point basket, and the Defenders trail 3-2. 3-2 our score. Van Manen with the basketball. They bring the double team. She reverses it to Evavold. Evavold, right corner, Harmson. Harmson, three-pointer, too strong, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds, though last touched by Jamestown. It will be Dort basketball. Dort basketball. Looked like Evavold was going to secure the rebound, and it was tapped away from behind by Jamestown. Pruitt throwing it in, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. And that ball is kicked by the defensive player. Dort will inbound the basketball again, 20 seconds on the shot clock. Throwing it in is Pruitt. Pruitt looking, Had a player open momentarily. Gets it in over the top to Feenster. Feenster dumps it down low for Evavold. Evavold, two-point bucket. Good. Rachel Evavold with the two-point basket. Defenders up 4-3. 4-3. Pass left side. DeMars. DeMars, 17 feet from the hoop, gives it up. But a reach-in foul called on Peyton Harmson. Foul will send Olivia Anderson to the free throw line, and Harmson has just picked up her second personal foul. So Peyton Harmson whistled for the personal foul. New players checking into the game. Gustafson, Feenstra, Tetzloff, and Beckman in the game for the defenders. First free throw is up and good. Olivia Anderson makes the free throw. She's got another one coming, trying to unlock what is a 4-4 tie. A second free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. So Anderson makes both free throws, and the Jimmies take the lead at 5-4. Inbounding the basketball is Gustafson. Gets it to Shemileski. She checked in for Harmson moments ago. Gustafson with the basketball. Gets it across half court to Beckman. Beckman with a basketball at the top of the key. Feeds it Shemileski. Shemileski to Feenstra. Feenstra double teamed. Spins into the lane. Short arms her. Inside turn. Shot no good with the right hand. And coming back the other way, Jamestown working the ball into the lane is DeMars. DeMars gives it up. Shot no good. Rebound deflected out. Picked up by Gustafson. Here comes Dort. Gustafson ahead to Beckman. Beckman with a basketball on the right wing. Beckman all the way down to the baseline, cut off, outside to Feenstra. Feenstra on the wing, back to Tetzloff. Tetzloff, three on the way, off the mark, no good. Rebound Feenstra, and it goes off of a Jamestown player. Feenstra saves it in, though. Ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Dort. It will be Jamestown basketball. Jamestown basketball. Jimmies will bring it up. Leading 5-4. Slow start to this one offensively. Jamestown averaging 71 points per game. The defenders averaging right at 88 or 89 points per contest. Right side of it is Benz. Benz might have traveled with it when she came to a stop. No call made. Ball's down on the floor. Gustafson picks it up. Long pass over the top. Shemileski. Shemileski driving. Right hand layup good for the sophomore from Mayer, Minnesota. 6-5, she finishes with the right hand. Bringing the basketball up is Tower for Jamestown. Jamestown will play 11 players pretty regularly. Pass right side, three on the way, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort. Long pass over the top, intended for Tetzloff. It is taken back by Benz. Benz with the basketball. Benz goes right side, Tower. Ball deflected, picked up by the defenders. Beckman. Beckman does not have the number. She'll press the issue. She's got it near midcourt. Pass goes left side, Gustafson. Gustafson on the wing, Shemileski. Shemileski tries to drive into the lane. We've got a kick called on Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. Evavold checking in. Checking out will be Feenstra. Throwing the ball in will be Tetzloff. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop for the defenders under their basket. Shemileski on the wing. Gustafson. Gustafson double teamed. Kick out pass out front. Beckman leaves the three-pointer short. No good. Rebound tapped and controlled by Jamestown. Jamestown content to double-team the post whenever they can. Dort with a steal on the other end. Pass into the front court. Evavold, and Evavold is hacked on the arm by Josephson. And Rachel Evavold will go to the free-throw line to shoot two. Gabby Krakus will check into the game in just a moment. Rachel Evavold shooting a pair. 5:03 remaining. First quarter of play. First free throw up and good for Evavold. Matches their largest lead of the ball game. 2. That came at 2-0. Trying to expand on the lead here with a free throw. And Evavold makes them both. It's 8-5. Evavold with 4 points. Krakus is in. Dort will go their full-fledged press crew here. Jamestown with it in the backcourt. They break the press. Pass goes to Nilsson. Nilsson, long pass over the top. Shot is up and good. Layup with the right hand by Maslowski. Maslowski makes it 8-7. She was the trailer on the play. Got fed for the easy 2-point basket. Gustafson to Tetzloff. Tetzloff Right side, Krakus. Krakus, baseline. Outside, Shemileski. Shemileski, Krakus posting up from 10. Turnaround, good. Gabby Krakus finds the short corner, gets free. 10-7 our score. Back the other way, Jamestown. And Jamestown getting through the press by the defenders. Courtney Maslowski with a two-point bucket. Dort leads 10-9. Beckman with a basketball. Beckman gives it back to Gustafson. Gustafson, left side, Tetzloff. Dort will look for the post. When they do, Jamestown will double-team her. Foul called on Jamestown. Maslowski. And Maslowski whistled for personal foul number one. I believe that is team foul number three on the Jimmies. Krakus throws it in, gets it in to Gustafson. Gustafson back over to Krakus. Krakus, left baseline jumper was off the mark, but they're going to call a travel on Gustafson. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Jimmies. Jimmies with the basketball. Jimmies in the backcourt, bringing it up. This is Nilsson. Nilsson, and a reach-in foul called on Gabby Krakus. Krakus whistled for foul number one. So Gabby Krakus whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number four on the defenders. Dort leading 10-9. Jamestown basketball. Defenders pressuring group. This time not getting any dividends. Jamestown able to get through the press, initially at least. Grace Benz underneath. Cuts to the hoop. Gets the left-handed shot. Back the other way, Beckman. Beckman down to the block. Nothing there. Cut off. Gives to Tetzloff. Tetzloff in traffic. Her shot off the heel. Down. Good. Straight on. Tetzloff knocks down the short shot. Defenders lead 12-11. Jamestown basketball. With it is Maslowski. Maslowski gives it back over to Benz. Benz spins. Kick out pass. Three from the top of the key. Short. No good. But there for the long rebound is Tower. Tower working it in. Her shot hangs on the rim. Falls out. And now foul called on the rebound. It's going to go against Jamestown and Maslowski. That will be her second. Team foul number four on the Jimmies in this quarter. Wholesale changes for both teams. Defenders with Kennard, Pruitt, Van Manen, Evavold, and Feenstra. Jamestown with Anderson. Well, we're back in play. We'll get them to you as we can. Evavold over the basketball. Long pass over the top, trying to find Feenstra. And it goes out of bounds on the sideline. Defenders turn it over. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Store in the game along with Hickman, Anderson, Schmidt, and DeMars. At the free throw line, driving hard to the left hand is Hickman. Her kickout pass missed. The three, no good. And then the rebound goes out of bounds on the baseline. Last touch by Hickman for Jamestown. Jimmy's inbounding the basketball, throwing it in. They get it. Evavold reverses to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt, long pass. Left side, Van Manen. Van Manen stops in the lane. Gives to the trailer, Pruitt. Resets the offense. Right side to Van Manen. Van Manen, Feenstra. Feenstra, Evavold. Evavold, Van Manen, 13 to shoot. Driving into lane, Van Manen lost it. Evavold has it, 9 to shoot. Rachel Evavold driving in, and she is fouled on the play. And Rachel will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot 2 free throws. I believe that was Hickman who's going to be called for the personal foul. Just one scoreboard here giving me the foul count, so I'm going to have to make that adjustment. Evavold shooting 2 free throws. First free throw by Rachel off the heel, no good. She is an 83% free throw shooter. She has another one on the way. Second free throw, and we might have a lane violation, but the free throw goes through, so the delayed dead ball, they allow him to play on. Dort with a 13-11 advantage after Evavold hits the free throw. Jimmy basketball, man-to-man defense applied by the defenders. Jimmy's looking down low. They pass short corner right side to Anderson. Anderson working her way down low. Kicks it back outside to DeMars. DeMars shot blocked by Evavold. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. 13-11 our score, 2:09 remaining in the first quarter. Dort leading by 2. Evavold inbounds, Van Manen, Van Manen, Rachel. Rachel across the timeline. Might have traveled with it, no call made. Kennard, three, right wing, get in there. Kenzie Kennard with the three-point bucket. Dort with their first triple of the day. Dort leading 16-11. Jamestown basketball. Jimmy's pass, left side, ball's down on the floor, and it's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Dort and Eddie Pruitt. It will be Jamestown basketball. Jamestown with it, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing it in will be DeMars. DeMars passes to the top of the key. Pass right side to Storr. Storr back to DeMars. DeMars right side. Three on the way is up and good. And Jamestown making just enough threes. That's Paige Schmidt with her second three at 16-14. Dort by two. Cross-court pass by Feenstra. Taken away on the turnover. Storr. Storr kicks it back outside. Goes back to Anderson at the top of the key. She passes right side DeMars. DeMars, kick out pass, Anderson. Anderson to Hickman. Hickman, kick out, three, no good. Rebound, though, on the weak side, Hickman. Hickman comes back. Top of the key, Storr. Storr on the left wing, down to the baseline. She fires it into left corner. The extra pass out front. Three is off the mark, no good. Rebound, Rachel Evavold after the missed shot by DeMars. DeMars misses the three from the top of the key. Kennard, right corner, down to the baseline, gives it up. Feenstra, Feenstra off of the glass, good. Erica Feenstra with 4 points. Dort leading 18-14. 18-14 the score. Jamestown basketball, DeMars. DeMars goes left side over to Storr. Storr with it. Storr, they look for the backdoor cut. And dribbling it off of the baseline and out of bounds will be Olivia Anderson. It'll be Dort basketball. Well, Jamestown has come out with a bunch of energy to start this contest. We'll see if they're able to keep that up. Pruitt to Evavold. Evavold reverses. Pruitt. Pruitt right side. Pruitt has it swatted away from her. Out of bounds by Storr. It'll be Dort basketball with 24 seconds on the shot clock. 25.3 on the game clock. Dort gets it in. Van Manen. Van Manen out front with it. Back screen set by Pruitt. Looking down low for Feenstra. Feenstra spins into the lane. Her shot hangs on the rim and falls through. 6 points for Erica Feenstra. And a 30-second timeout charged to Jamestown. So Jamestown will use the timeout with 15.2 seconds remaining. They have the possession arrow to start the second quarter as well, so they'll try to swing the momentum here with a possession, followed by, and we're trying to get a bucket at the end of the quarter. We'll take a break. Back with more after this. Mark. Jamestown basketball. Maya Shimoleski very nearly picked off the first inbounds pass. Now they'll throw it in again. Length of the floor in front of them. Pass middle of the floor to DeMars. DeMars attacking the lane, gives it up. Shot is blocked by Krakus. 7 seconds left. Tetzloff up the floor across the timeline. Finds Beckman, 2 seconds, and they're going to call a travel violation late as Beckman traveled with it, took a half a step before the whistle came, and with 2.2 seconds left, Jamestown gets the basketball back. Jamestown near midcourt, shot is up, at the buzzer, no good, and that's the end of the first half, first quarter. Our score, Dort 20, Jamestown 14. Back with the second quarter of play right after this. Jamestown came up empty at the end of the first quarter after using a timeout. And actually, Dort very nearly was able to get the last offensive sequence, but a travel violation allowed Jamestown a desperation heave from half court, and nothing came of it. Jamestown trails 20-14. They've got the basketball to start the second quarter of play. Jamestown with the basketball, man-to-man defense by the defenders. Hickman driving the lane with the right hand, throws up the wild shot, no good. Ball stolen by Van Manen, picked up by Feenstra. Feenstra hands it to Evavold. Evavold back over to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen, right side, Harmson. Harmson on the wing. They bring the double team again, and Evavold has it blocked, out of bounds. It will be Dort basketball. Well, Jamestown is bringing a double team whenever it goes into the post. Post players are going to have to identify players on the perimeter who are open. There they bring the double again, and they bring it from an odd spot. And actually, they're bringing a triple team when Erica Feenstra gets the basketball. They're bringing weak side help, and then they're also bringing a player from the elbow, one of the elbows, and really sandwiching her in. Dort leading 20-14. Jamestown basketball, Hickman Hickman, right side. They go underneath. Down underneath the basket. Reverse layup is good. Olivia Anderson with a two-point basket. Dort leads 20-16. 20-16, our score. Pruitt up the floor with the basketball. Pruitt gives it back over to Evavold. Evavold to Van Manen, and Van Manen is held on the play. Van Manen fouled. Let's see who it goes against. I believe that will go on 12. Emma Storr. I'm on the opposite side of the official scorer's bench, too, so really got to pay attention to who the foul is on. And we've got a hold called on Jamestown and Corey Hickman on the cut by Feenstra. That's foul number two on Jamestown. Inbounding the basketball, they get it to Feenstra. Feenstra passes out, and it's tipped out of bounds by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. So Pruitt will throw the ball in. 17 seconds on the shot clock, 8:51 on the game clock. That's left to play in the first half. Throwing the ball in is Ebby Pruitt. Pruitt gets it into Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball, goes left side over to Feenstra. Feenstra on the wing, back to Pruitt. Pruitt, nine to shoot. Now Harmson underneath Evavold. Feenstra drives into the lane. Her shot off of the heel, down. 8 points for Feenstra. Dort leads 22-16. Well, everything Erica gets tonight, she's going to have to work for. Jamestown, very intent on playing physically. And a blocking foul called on Peyton Harmson. That's foul number three on Harmson. So free throws coming for Mackenzie Hagelin. Hagelin, a 68% free throw shooter. Peyton Harmson already saddled with three personal fouls with 8:24 left to play in the half. Sends Chmielewski back into the game for the defenders. So Dort will have to use their depth at the guard position this evening. Work through some foul trouble. Might not see Harmson again the rest of the half. Hagelin's second free throw is good. It's 22-18. Pruitt passes Van Manen. Van Manen, Chmielewski. Chmielewski, the trailer, Evavold deflected. Feenstra comes up with it. Van Manen, double-teamed, comes back over to Evavold. Evavold, 17-footer, no good. And the rebound is taken away by the Jimmies. Jamestown up and running. DeMars. DeMars feeds to the trailer. And she's going to be called for traveling. Travel violation called on the Jimmies. Mackenzie Hagelin didn't put the ball on the deck before she went to the hoop from the three-point line. Van Manen splits the defense, brings it up court herself. Has a player open, couldn't find her in time, though. Chmielewski broke to the basket. And now a double dribble called on Jamestown and Emma Storr. So Storr called for the double dribble. And Dort has the basketball back. To say this has not been cleanly played would be an understatement. And a foul called on the screen set by Rachel Evavold. That's number one on Evavold. Team foul number two on the defenders in this quarter. Pruitt, Chmielewski, Van Manen, Evavold, Feenstra on the floor for the defenders. Bring the basketball up is Tower. Tower passes right side, Josephson. Trying to pass it down low, and we've got a kick called against the defenders. 22 seconds on the shot clock. There won't be a reset. Tower will throw the ball in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Passes over the top. Van Manen tries to sneak in and take it away. Instead, they pass back to Storr. Storr driving, left hand, good. Storr with a two-point basket. Dort leads 22-20. Van Manen, Evavold. Back it goes right side, Pruitt. Pruitt double-teamed. Now three players around her. You've got the numbers. Dort unable to attack in time, though. Chmielewski, three, too strong, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. Jamestown's defense playing recklessly, bringing pressure all the way to near midcourt. you can get through that double and sometimes triple team, you're going to have the numbers advantage going to the basket. Tetzloff throwing it in, gets it into Gustafson. Gustafson left corner, back to Tetzloff. 10 to shoot. Right side, trying to feed it down low is Shemileski. We've got a kick called on the Jimmies, reset to 20. It'll be Dort basketball, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Tetzloff will trigger it in. Tetzloff, Gustafson, Gustafson, Feenstra. They bring the double. Tetzloff is knocked to the ground. They call a jump ball. And it'll be Dort basketball. A lot of contact. End up with a jump ball called. And Bill Harmson wondering the exact same thing I'm wondering. Everybody's a little testy. And, yeah, from my angle, Tetzloff got hit pretty hard. Pretty good football tackle. Instead, Dort with the basketball now. Shemileski and the Jamestown Jimmies get the ball back off the deflection. Here comes Jamestown back the other way. Pass goes left side with it. That's Storr. Storr, right side. Storr to Tower. And what do we have? An arm bar called on the defenders. Well, they have allowed this game to be played very physically up to this point. And if you're going to try and rein it in now, somebody's going to be upset. 6:32 remaining here in the half. Jamestown basketball. Jamestown with the basketball. They feed it down low. Gustafson trying to hold her ground. And wheeling into the lane is Maslowski. She's got six. We're tied 22 all. Shemileski. Tetzloff. Feenstra. Feenstra. Puts it up, got hit the first time, no call came. Then she put it up and got called and was fouled. Maslowski called for her third personal foul. Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Feenstra tried to get to the hoop the first time. There was a fair amount of contact. She got a shot up, missed it, then got her own rebound back. And got fouled on the putback attempt. That's when the call came. That was foul number three on Maslowski. First free throw by Feenstra off the mark. Second one is up and down, though. So Feenstra makes one of two. She's got nine. And the defenders lead 23-22. Jamestown basketball. Tower. Tower to Anderson. Anderson over the basketball. Anderson gives it back over to Tower. Tower lob pass over the top. And they muscle it up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away on the weak side by Feenstra. Here comes Beckman. Beckman with a basketball. Beckman is fouled on the play by Kia Tower. So Tower whistled for the personal. And I believe Dort's going to be shooting free throws from here on out. Or is that just foul number four on the Jimmies? Must be foul number four. Ball is inbounded. Beckman gives it back to Feenstra. Feenstra with it. Back to Beckman. Beckman to Shemileski. Dort with a one-point lead. They give to Gustafson. Gustafson, two players around her. Ball comes loose. Picked up by Shemileski. And Shemileski unable to gather control of it. It will be Jamestown basketball. Jamestown with the basketball, trailing by a point. A very physical ball game. At this point, Jamestown throwing it in near midcourt. Ball got tipped out of bounds initially. Now they get it inbounded again. Jamestown with the basketball. Out front, Tower looking down low. Ball reversal, left wing, three for the lead is good. Three-point basket for Emma Storr. She's got five. And the defenders trail 25-23. Blocking foul called on the Jimmies in the backcourt. That's going to go on Hagelin. That's number two. Free throws on the way. So free throws coming for the defenders with 5:16 left. Dort trailing by a couple. Free throws on the way. for Bailey Beckman. Beckman shooting two. So Beckman's first free throw is up and good. Beckman with another one on the way. Trying to knot it up at 25 all. 5:16 remaining. First half. Second free throw by Beckman is up and through. So Beckman ties it with 5:16 left in the first half. 25-25. Beckman with her first points. Jamestown basketball. Kick out pass. Three from the right wing is off the mark. No good. Rebound taken away, Krakus. Krakus over the top, Shemileski. Shemileski, breakaway, layup, good. Maya Shemileski with 4 points. Dort leads 27-25. Jamestown for the lead. Three-pointer, left wing, missed it, no good. Weak side rebound, though, cleared by Josephson. Josephson looking left side, comes back to Benz. Benz, three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Gustafson. Gustafson with it back to Beckman. Beckman with a basketball. Beckman up the floor, gets away from the double team, drives in, and she is fouled on the play. Bailey Beckman fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot two as Jamestown is over the 5-foul limit. Foul is charged to Grace Benz. That's number one on her. Now, Jamestown will play 11 players regularly. And you can do the math at home as well. That means they've got 55 fouls to use. And it appears to me they're going to use every one of them tonight. First free throw by Beckman, no good. Another one on the way with 4:33 left to play in the half. Dort leading 27-25. Second free throw by Beckman is up and through. So the freshman, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. It's 28-25. Jamestown basketball, they throw it away. It's taken back by Gustafson. Long pass to Beckman. Beckman driving in with the right hand, puts the shot up, and she is fouled again. Well, only 54 more to go. Jeepers, creepers. Take it to the lane, you're going to get hit, and maybe there will be a foul call, and maybe there won't be. Beckman will shoot two more free throws. That foul was charged to Emma Storr. That's her second. By my count, that's foul number 13 already on Jamestown in this half. And they've gotten their money's worth. Second free throw on the way is up, and that one's good. So Beckman makes one of two. Defenders lead 29-25. Jamestown basketball stolen away by Krakus. Krakus stops, pops, 10-footer, no good. Rebound taken down by Beckman. Beckman off the glass, no good. Krakus with it. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Dort basketball. Beg your pardon, it will be Jamestown basketball. Dort with a 29-25 advantage. Jamestown with it in the backcourt. They throw it over to Benz. Benz driving in. Benz gives it back. Storr. Storr's shot no good. And the rebound is taken up by Shemileski. Has a player open over the top if they can find her. They get it away. Beckman. Beckman stops. 12-footer. Good. Bailey Beckman with another two-point basket. She's got six. 31-25 defenders. Right side pass. Feed the trailer. Benz. Benz driving in. And a foul on the play called on Gustafson. That's foul number one on Gustafson. 31-25 our score. 3:39 left to play in the half. Jamestown will be inbounding the basketball. That was foul number four on the defenders in this quarter. Jamestown throwing in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. This is DeMars. DeMars triggering. DeMars throws over the top. 21 to shoot. DeMars gives it to Schmidt. Schmidt right side back to Nilsson. Nilsson with it trying to roll to the basket. Instead, the kick out pass, Hickman. Ball's down on the floor. Fight for the basketball. Comes out, and it's going to be last touch by Jamestown as it rolls on the baseline on the far side. It'll be Dort basketball with a chance to extend the six-point lead. Rachel Evavold inbounding the basketball. Length of the floor in front of her. Pass comes in to Pruitt. Pruitt back to Van Manen. Van Manen, four players in the backcourt. Get it over the top and attack with numbers. Evavold at the in-between the circles. Left side, Kennard, three, good. Kenzie Kennard, another three, her second. Dort leads 34-25. Jamestown basketball, Nilsson. Nilsson passes. Left wing, Josephson. Josephson, ball's deflected by Feenstra. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Jamestown. It'll be Dort basketball. Dort basketball, Evavold will be throwing in the backcourt. This will be a timeout charge to Jamestown. Dort leading 34-25 with 2:55 left in the half. Back with more in a moment. Dort with a 34-25 advantage. Jamestown uses their second timeout. That was another 30-second timeout. Dort will inbound the basketball. Three-quarters of the court in front of them. Pass right side. Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Drops it to Evavold. Backdoor cut. Feenstra. Feenstra is fouled on the play. Noel Josephson whistled for the personal foul. Erica Feenstra will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Her team leading 34-25. Defenders, let's see if they can close the half out well here. Have a little cushion going into halftime. First free throw on the way for Erica is down. That one nestles through. She's got 10 first half points, and she has had to work for every one of them. Oftentimes in a double and triple team, Dort getting a little more spacing on that last possession. Missed free throw, no good. Started Feenstra at the free throw line, actually, and then cut her to the basket, gave her a little room to work. Dort leading by 10, 35-25. Pass left side, DeMars. DeMars against Evavold. Evavold beats her to the baseline, 15 to shoot. Jamestown basketball gives it up Josephson. Josephson back to DeMars, 10 to shoot. DeMars at the top of the key looking for a ball screen. She's going to drive with the right hand. Shot is off the mark, no good. Rebound Feenstra, and Feenstra has it tipped away by a Jamestown player. It'll be Dort basketball. Evavold will bring it up. Jamestown will now retreat into a half court. Man-to-man defense, it appears. Evavold with the basketball. Evavold on the wing, three-point line. Pruitt, Pruitt, Feenstra. Feenstra steps through, has it stripped away. She goes up strong, no foul call. Dort will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop as Jamestown touched it last before the ball went out of bounds. Right side of the lane, Dort inbounding, 15 to shoot. Evavold, the cutter in the lane, and it's taken away. Jamestown forces the turnover, DeMars. DeMars, right side, throws it away. Turnovers and fouls. I'm curious to see what those numbers look like when the half comes to a close. Dort leading 35-25. Gustafson will check into the game. Pruitt will check out. So Dort will play Feenstra and Gustafson together. Kennard also seeing more minutes today because Peyton Harmson is in some foul trouble. He hasn't played about the 8-minute mark of the second quarter. Picking up her third foul. Picked up two quick ones. Right side, Kennard. Kennard with the basketball. Gustafson. Gustafson turns. Van Manen left wing. Three-point line, Gustafson. Comes back to Evavold. Evavold, Gustafson. Gustafson, Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up. Shot is partially blocked, and the rebound is cleared by Jamestown. Feenstra's going to have to kick that ball out to the perimeter when that double team comes. She is not getting any room to take the shot. Three-pointer from the corner. Missed, no good. Rebound, Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra gets it away to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Jordan Van Manen with it at the half-court stripe, now in between the circles. 105 left. Feenstra back to Evavold. Evavold, layup good. Rachel Evavold with 7 points. Dort leading 37-25. 55 seconds left in the quarter. That's in the half, actually. Jamestown basketball, Hickman. Hickman back out front, Josephson. Josephson with it at the top of the key. She passes back to DeMars. DeMars on the right wing, 12 to shoot, 40 on the game clock. She drives right hand, DeMars. DeMars, right three-pointer, no good. Rebound corralled by Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball, and she is held in the backcourt. Silly foul by Hickman. About 90 feet from the basket, she picks up a reach-in foul with 30 seconds left to go in the half, and Dort will get an opportunity to shoot two more free throws. She is the second player from Jamestown to pick up her third foul. Gustafson will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. She had secured the rebound. She was looking for the outlet pass, and Corey Hickman inexplicably reaches in 94 feet from Dort's basket. Second free throw is up and good for Gustafson. She makes them both. Defenders lead 39-25. Jamestown with the basketball. Shot clock, not a factor. Basically less than a second difference. Jamestown can hold for the final shot if they wish. DeMars with it, goes high post to Anderson. Anderson with the basketball, 15. They pass right side, Store. Store, back it goes left side, Josephson. Josephson, back to Store. Store, pass down low. Kick out pass, three on the way. Store missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Krakus, and that's the end of the half. Dort closes the half on a 14-0 run, and the Defenders take a 14-point lead into the locker room at 39-25. You're listening to Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5. First half statistics. The Defenders, 13 of 26 from the floor, 50%. Didn't feel like that. 2 for 6 from the three-point line, 33%. 11 of 16 on free throws, 69%. For Jamestown, 9 of 31 from the floor, 29%. 3 for 15 on threes, 20%. 4 for 4 on free throws, 100%. Dort has a 21-15 rebounding edge, 5 offensive rebounds. Jamestown actually has out-rebounded Dort on the offensive glass, 6-5. Turnovers, Dort with 12, Jamestown with 13. And fouls, the Defenders whistled for 8 in the first half. Peyton Harmson in a little bit of foul trouble with 3. She was limited to just 4 minutes of play. Jamestown called for 14 fouls. 3 of them each on Corey Hickman and Courtney Maslowski. Erica Feenster leads all players with 10 points so far, 4 for 9 from the floor, 2 for 4 on free throws. 7 points for Rachel Evavold, 6 for Bailey Backman, 6 for Kenzie Kennard on a pair of three-point baskets from one from each corner. Maya Shemileski with 4, Carly Gustafson and Gabby Krakus with 2 points each. Pruitt, Harmson, and Van Manen all held scoreless in the first half. Harmson due largely to her foul trouble. For Jamestown, they are led in scoring by Paige Schmidt with 6. Courtney Maslowski also with 6. Schmidt has a pair of three-point baskets to her credit. Emma Storr with 5 points, 4 for Olivia Anderson, 2 for Grace Benz, 2 for Mackenzie Hagelin for their total of 25. Hickman and Maslowski with, Josephson with 3 rebounds. For Dort, Erica Feenstra has 5 rebounds, as does Carly Gustafson. 9 assisted baskets in the first half for the Defenders out of 13 total. Jamestown, 5 assists out of 9 baskets in the first half of play. Halftime scores around the conference. Concordia over Doan, 53-10. Northwestern over Briarcliff, 35-34. That's in Sioux City. Morningside over Midland, 54-39. Dakota Wesleyan, a 37-16 lead on Mount Marty. And Hastings leads the College of St. Mary, 58-32. The Defenders with the basketball as we resume play. It'll be Dort possession for the Defenders, their original starting five. Jamestown setting up their defense. Harmson will throw it in, gets it in to Van Manen. And Jordan Van Manen takes it up the floor with the right hand. Passes into the corner intended for Pruitt. It's tipped away by DeMars. It will be Dort basketball. Throwing it in is Harmson, deep right corner, actually on the sideline, very near the intersection of the baseline and the sideline. Van Manen looking for a set play out of the halftime break. Jamestown not cooperating. Evavold will drive in, tries to pass it off, and throws it away. Turnover against the Defenders. Jamestown with the basketball. So 9:40 left to play, third quarter. Dort comes up empty on their first possession. Jamestown basketball on the right side, Anderson. Anderson guarded there by Feenstra, loses it. It's picked up by Feenstra. Feenstra to Van Manen. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen, two players around her, looking. Passes middle of the floor, Evavold. Back over to Pruitt. Pruitt rocks into a three. Cash. Abby Pruitt with the three-point bucket. Dort leads 42-25. 17-point lead for the defenders. Jamestown answering with a three. No. Rebound taken away by Harmson. Here comes Dort in transition. Harmson feeds it ahead to Van Manen. Van Manen drops it off. Evavold. Evavold off of the glass. Good. Rachel Evavold with nine. Dort leads by 19. 44-25. Jamestown basketball out front. Jimmy's have it. Jimmy's three-pointer on the way from the wing. Left wing is good, and that ends a seven-minute drought. That was Emma Storr with the three. Dort leads 44-28. That also stops the 19-0 run by the defenders. Van Manen with the basketball. Passes it back over to Ebby Pruitt on the left wing. Pruitt to Evavold. Evavold to Feenstra. Feenstra off of the glass. Good. Erica Feenstra with 12. Dort leads 46-28. Jamestown basketball, 8:15 remaining. Third quarter of play. Defenders with a lead. And a travel called on Josephson. It'll be Dort basketball. Jamestown going with five new players, so they will go back to that almost a hockey-type mentality where you go five in, five out, a line change, if you will, trying to keep the energy up. Team trailing by 18. Evavold passes to Van Manen. Van Manen, Pruitt, another one, left wing again. Yes, Abby Pruitt, couple of triples. Dort leads 49-28. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Timeout, Jamestown. Back with more after this. Dort has opened a 21-point lead. This game was tied at 25. It's now 49-28. Jamestown with the basketball, Nilsson. Right side pass, Jamestown, Higlin. Higlin with the right hand, missed it. Rebound cleared by Harmson. Harmson with the basketball, looking over the top, finds Van Manen. Van Manen with the basketball, lets the traffic clear. Drives in, gives it away to Evavold. Evavold shovels it off to Feenstra. Feenstra with the easy two. Dort leads 51-28. With the basketball, left side, Tower. Tower on the wing. Tower looking for someone to pass to. Dort up 23 now. Jamestown with the basketball, right side, Benz. Benz, backdoor cut, and the layup is good for Maslowski. Maslowski makes it 51-30, defenders by 21. Feenstra on the other end, missed the shot, gets it back, shot no good. Now the ball out on the perimeter, picked up by Harmson, and Harmson is fouled on the play. That foul is going to go against Higlin, and that is number three on Higlin. Defenders will counter with three new players, Gustafson, Tetzloff, and Beckman, checking out Van Manen, Evavold, and Pruitt. New player checking in for the Jimmies as well. This is Emma Storr. Storr will check in for Benz. So Dort enjoying a 51-30 lead with 17:04 left to go in the game, 7:04 left in the third period. Left side pass, Feenstra, Feenstra, Tetzloff, Tetzloff, Gustafson, Gustafson squaring up, puts it up with the left hand, count the hoop, and she is fouled. Carly Gustafson with a chance at an old-fashioned three-point play, and the defenders have pushed the lead up to 53-30, matching their biggest lead of the ballgame. So a free throw on the way for Gustafson, the freshman from Ethan, South Dakota. She's got 4 points. This Jamestown team, 6-3 entering play tonight, receiving votes in the NAI coaches poll. 3-point play for Gustafson, and the defenders lead at 54-30, biggest lead of the ballgame for the defenders. Left side pass, Josephson. Josephson looking for the pass down low. Pass comes right side over to Tower. Tower, three, rattles it in. Tower with the 3-point basket. Dort leads 54-33. Beckman up the floor with the basketball. Has the right-handed dribble alive. Passes left side, Feenstra. Feenstra beyond the three-point line. Comes back over to Tetzloff. Tetzloff looking down low for Feenstra. Feenstra shoved out on the play. Double team now. And a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It will be Jamestown basketball. Yes, 54-33. Defenders up by 21. Jamestown basketball. Tower passes left side to Storr. Storr, right side, Nilsson. Nilsson comes back, left side, three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Jamestown, though, and Maslowski. Maslowski with 10 on the putback, and the defender lead is 54-35. Shooter fell to the floor with no contact. Referees didn't fall for it that time. Pass into the corner. Comes back to Feenstra. Feenstra, three ball, good. Erica Feenstra with 17, and the defender lead is 57-35. Doored up by 22. 5:45 left to go in the third period. Back with more after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. With the basketball, Jamestown after the timeout. Dort leading by 22. 57-35. Pull-up jumper from 15. Right side is good for Nilsson. Nilsson with a two-point bucket. Dort leads 57-37. Beckman with the basketball, Shemileski. Shemileski goes right side, Beckman. Beckman down to the baseline. Beckman comes back to Gustafson on the wing. Krakus, Krakus with the right hand. Short arms the Euro step, and it's taken away by Jamestown. Jimmy's coming back the other way, trailing by 20. Jimmy's basketball, right elbow, kick out pass, left wing, Store, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Tetzloff. Tetzloff with the basketball. Tetzloff comes back to Shemileski. Shemileski into the corner, Krakus. Krakus, Gustafson. Gustafson reverses it. Beckman, open three, no good, off the heel. Rebound tipped, and they're going to call foul on the rebound against Gabby Krakus. So Krakus whistled for the personal foul on the rebound, got called for a push. The junior from St. John, Indiana, whistled for her second personal foul. Jamestown on the jailbreak over the top. Left side pass, Josephson dumps it off, and Shemileski is called for a reach-in. Maya Shemileski whistled for the personal foul. Two free throws coming for Maslowski. Dort leading by 20, 57-37. They've led by as many as 24. And so free throws on the way for Maslowski. Maslowski, a perfect 8 for 8 this season. Not picture perfect, but it shows that if you practice it over and over, you can get that to go. That one, no backspin on it, but she drops through. Second on the way. This one's up and good as well. Makes them both. She's got 12 twice. Her 6.2 points per game average. Evavold gets the ball inbounded. Evavold with it. Goes over to Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Pruitt up to the timeline. Dort leading by 18, 57-39. They close out hard on the Harmson. Back over to Van Manen. Van Manen, three, good. Jordan Van Manen with Dort's fourth three of the second half. Defenders lead 60-39. 4:16 remaining. Third quarter. Right side of the basketball, Store. Swinging around. Comes back to Josephson. Josephson gets it underneath. Kick out pass. Right side. Three on the way. Off the mark. No good. But there for the rebound and the reverse layup is Store. Store with 10. Dort leads 60-41. Pruitt with a basketball. Defenders up by 19. There's under 4 minutes to go in the third. High post, Evavold. Evavold tries to feed it over the top for Feenstra, and it goes out of bounds untouched by either team. Turnover gives the basketball back to Jamestown. So Jamestown will have it back. And the Jimmies trying to cut into the 19-point lead. It's taken away by Harmson off the deflection by Van Manen, though, on the defense. Harmson feeds the trailer, Van Manen. Left side, Pruitt. Pruitt, left elbow, Evavold. Kick out pass, Harmson, three ball on the way. Missed it, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul on the play called on the defenders, and that'll go on Ebby Pruitt. And that is foul number one on Pruitt. Jamestown basketball comes back right side. Three on the way, missed it, no good. Long rebound, and it's taken away by Pruitt. Pruitt shovels it away to Van Manen. Van Manen to Evavold. Evavold gets her legs tangled up, tips it over to Harmson. Dort. Harmson trying to draw the defense. She does. Gets it away to Evavold. Evavold, two-point basket. She's got 11. Dort leading 62-41. 2:50 left to play in the third quarter. Jamestown, tough shot, won't go, but a foul on the play either on Evavold or Van Manen on that drive with the left hand by Jamestown's Emma Storr. Storr, 5'8", junior from Woodbury, Minnesota. 5.8 points per game average. She's got 10 this evening. It's 62-41. Dort by 21. 2:45 left in the third period. So the defenders extended the lead up to 24 moments ago. It's 21 currently. And a chance here for Storr to cut into the lead. She's a 63% free throw shooter. She makes the first one. A second free throw on the way for Storr. And that one's up and good as well. Dort led by Erica Feenstra, 17 points so far, lifting her career total to 1,238. She's 8 out of 7th place, held by Jackie Van Leeuwen. With the basketball, Beckman. Beckman with it at the free throw line. Passes it off to Kennard. It's tapped away by DeMars. It will be Dort basketball. Pass comes into Beckman. 17 to shoot. Gustafson squaring up. Beats her player on the baseline. Her shot with the left hand, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Jamestown. Jamestown with a chance to cut into the 19-point lead over the basketball. Kick out pass. Right side comes to Higlin. Shot no good, and Jamestown cannot hit shots from the perimeter consistently this evening. Kennard feeds it into the corner. Gustafson reverses. Beckman. Beckman looking down low for Evavold. Gets it to Evavold. She dumps it back to Gustafson. Gustafson, an easy two-point basket. She's got 7, and the defenders lead 64-43. So the defenders keeping the difference at 21. Under 2 minutes to go in this quarter. Driving in and forcing the foul call. That's Hannah DeMars. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2. That foul is called on the defenders. Carly Gustafson, that's her 2nd. Well, the second half, not played with nearly the chippiness that we saw in the first half, where it was a hack fest, in all honesty, and we had 23 fouls called total and didn't get nearly all of them, as is the case most nights, but it was very aggressive defense by both teams. First free throw off the mark, no good. Second free throw, no good. Beckman gathers in the rebound. She gets it to Kennard. Kennard, Gustafson, Gustafson, Harmson. Harmson stops. 12-footer, missed it, no good. Feenstra saves it in. Comes back to Beckman. Beckman in traffic. She puts it up. Shot no good. And the ball poked away. Now Beckman get the steal. And Beckman is hacked from behind by DeMars. DeMars whistled for the personal foul. And free throws on the way for Beckman. Beckman with 2 free throws on the way. She's got 6 points. 4 of them from the free throw line. First free throw on the way for the freshman from Panora. Missed it, no good. A second free throw on the way. That one's up and good. So Beckman makes 1 of 2 for the night. She is now 5 for 8. She has 7 points, and the defender lead is 65-43, 1:15 remaining. Third quarter of play. Jamestown, left-handed layup, no good. Rebound taken away by Beckman, jailbreak. Pass ahead to Harmson, doesn't touch the ground, feeds it off to Gustafson, layup good. That ball never hit the ground on the last 2 exchanges. 67-43, defenders by a couple dozen. And now we go back the other way. And 2 free throws coming for Josephson as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Noelle Josephson averaging 7.8 points per game. That foul was charged to the defenders, Erica Feenstra. That's her 1st. That's team foul number 5 on the defenders in this half as well, so it'll be 2 free throws on each free foul for the last 59 seconds. Josephson's first free throw good. She's a 67% free throw shooter. Second free throw on the way. Right-hander is up. Rattles it. No good. Rebound cleared by Gustafson. Dort with a 67-44 lead. Defenders can build on the 23-point lead. Gustafson thought about the three from the top of the key. Instead passes to Feenstra. Kennard swings it. Beckman might have traveled with it. No call made. Comes back over to Harmson. Gustafson, 13 seconds. Gustafson, too hard off of the glass. And the rebound is corralled by Jamestown. Long pass into the front court. Tapped by Beckman momentarily. Jamestown coming back the other way. Layup, no good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball, and there you have another one of those fouls, 90 feet from Dort's basket after the defenders had secured the rebound. Fouls charged to DeMars. That's number two on her. Now, it won't hurt quite as badly for Jamestown because Dort is not in the bonus yet. That was foul number four in the quarter on the Jimmies. Dort will inbound the basketball. Kennard will take it up the floor. And Kennard is fouled again. I don't get it. I understand if you want to reach with the lead hand around the body, but that reach-in was across the body by Tower. That's foul number two on her. And that foul happened on the backside of midcourt. Kennard shooting two free throws as she was fouled near midcourt. First one is up and good. So many things I don't understand. Subject for a different day. 68-44. Another free throw on the way, and Kennard makes them both. She's got eight. 69-44. Dort with her biggest lead of the ballgame. Jamestown with the basketball. Bringing it up is DeMars. DeMars on the right wing with it. Guarded there by Tetzloff. 12 seconds left on the game clock. That's in the third quarter. DeMars cut off. Feeds it down low. Down on the floor after it is Shemileski. Collision, no call made. Loose basketball. Two Jamestown players run into each other with 3/10 of a second left. The ball squirts out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball with a 25-point advantage. 3/10 of a second left. Dort inbounds, and that's the end of the quarter. Our score, defenders 69, Jamestown 44. Back with the fourth quarter of play right after this. To 44, Dort with a 25-point lead. Jamestown trailing. Defenders will throw in near midcourt. Peyton Harmson, senior for the defenders, will throw it in to Jordan Van Manen. Van Manen has it in between the circles. Pass goes left side over to Abby Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball. Comes back over to Van Manen. Dort with a 25-point lead. They give it to Feenstra. Feenstra is fouled on the play immediately. And we pick up right where we left off. Foul number one on the Jimmies in this quarter. Josephson picks up her third. Dort with their biggest lead of the ballgame right now, looking to build on it. Shot clock is at 20 after the foul. Pass goes down to Feenstra. Feenstra on the baseline, and Feenstra is going to be called for traveling. 9:41 left to play here in regulation. Defenders with a 25-point lead. Jimmy's with the basketball. Dort. Play a solid 5 minutes or so here, and you can control your minutes as you got another conference game coming up on Saturday. Take care of business here. Foul called underneath on Erica Feenstra on the post defense. That's foul number two on Erica. Team foul number one on the defenders in this quarter as well. Jamestown with the basketball. Ball thrown through the lane. Feenstra tipped it. Dort tries to save it in. Jamestown comes up with a loose basketball. Now it's loose, picked up by Harmson, gets it away to Evavold. Evavold shedding Jimmies. Now the ball tipped away from behind. And back we go the other way. Jamestown basketball, right side pass, down to the baseline. Cut off, that is DeMars. DeMars with the basketball. Pass fed down low to Anderson. Anderson with the right hand, scoops it up around Evavold. 6 points for her. It's 69-46. Pruitt, backcourt, gets it to Evavold. Evavold over the top, Harmson. Harmson reverses Pruitt, 19 to shoot. Back it goes, Evavold, high arching, 17-footer, no good. Fresh 20 to work with for the defenders. Van Manen, runner in the lane, no good. And here comes Jamestown trailing by 23, 69-46. Well, the only way Jamestown gets in this one is if they get some perimeter shots to start falling. Feed it inside. Little baby hook in the lane. Nice little move that time by Olivia Anderson, the senior. She's got 8 points. Dort leads 69-48. Now a steal by Jamestown, trailing by 21. Stolen back by Van Manen. Has Harmson open. Doesn't see her in time. And now reaching in and tapping it away is Tower. Back we go the other way. And a hold called on the defenders and Erica Feenstra. And that's going to be foul number two on the defenders in this quarter. Foul number three on the defenders' leading scorer, Erica Feenstra. Jamestown will be inbounding the basketball. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. 69-48, defenders by 21. Looking for their 11th win of the season. Their fourth in GPAC play. Would be their first road win, I believe, in conference play. So I go through the Rolodex. Three out of the first four games were played at home. Shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Tetzloff. Tetzloff outlets Beckman. Beckman back to Tetzloff. Bailey gets it across to Beckman. Beckman takes it across half court. Beckman, right side, Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball, 15 to shoot. Comes back to Feenstra. Feenstra gets a ball screen down to the baseline. Kick out pass, Gustafson. Three with five on the shot clock. Missed everything. And the rebound is cleared by Jamestown. Jamestown coming back the other way, 69-48. Defenders by 21. Jamestown down to the baseline. That's Maslowski. Maslowski. Right side, Benz. Benz gives it back over to Store. Feed it down low. Maslowski. Maslowski to Benz. Close out. Driving Store. Store layup. Good. Store with the two-point bucket. Jamestown has scored the first 6 points of the fourth quarter. Dort still leads by 19. Pass inside intended for Feenstra. Tetzloff, Beckman. Beckman layup good. Beckman got the ball, just simply took it hard to the basket. She's got nine. Defenders lead 71-50. 6:30 left to play in regulation. Defenders by 21. Jamestown basketball right side. They feed it back to the top of the key. Tower looking left side. Benz. Benz looking for the post entry pass. Has it blocked, but a foul on the play called against the defenders. It'll be Jamestown shooting free throws. And shooting the free throws will be Grace Benz. Well, not an awesome way to start the evening other than the score. Start about 7 to 10 minutes later than your scheduled 6 o'clock start time. Game filled with fouls and dead ball turnovers and a lot of free throws. And that 400-mile road trip back home staring you in the face. First free throw, no good for Benz. Second free throw by Benz, not good. And the defender lead is 71-50. Beckman in the backcourt with it. Beckman gets it to Shemileski. Shemileski across the timeline and got it to Evavold, but just a split second late. And Jamestown will inbound the basketball near midcourt. So Jamestown gets the ball back on the turnover. They throw the ball into Tower. 6 minutes remaining. Dort still with a 21-point lead. Three-pointer is off the heel, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Gustafson. Up the floor it comes. Tetzloff. Tetzloff up off the heel, no good. Rebound, Evavold. Evavold off the glass, good. Rachel Evavold, 13 points for the senior post player. Evavold, over 1,100 career points now. 1,107, in fact. She now stands ninth all-time. Jamestown basketball down 23. Benz, three, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Evavold. Long pass ahead to Gustafson. Gustafson gathers it. Layup with the left hand. Nice body control by Gustafson. 9 second-half points. 11 for the ball game. Dort leads 75-50. 5:13 left to go in the game. Timeout on the floor. Jamestown back with more after this. 5:10 left to play. And Jamestown throws it away after the timeout. Turnover back to the defenders with 5:07 remaining in regulation. Evavold inbounding the basketball, gets it into Beckman. Dort with a 25-point lead, 75-50. Beckman, short jumper is partially blocked, and Jamestown comes away with it. Jimmy's up the floor, Nilsson. Nilsson with the right hand. Stops finally, gives it to Maslowski. Outlet to Benz. Benz on the wing, guarded there by Gustafson. Gustafson with the basketball, gives it back to Josephson, and a blocking foul called on Evavold, and that is Rachel's second personal foul. Team foul number four against the defenders in this quarter. Next foul will send Jamestown to the free throw line for the bonus. It's actually foul number three on Evavold, according to the official scorekeeper. Benz, three-pointer off the mark, no good. Jamestown has made two threes here in the second half. Foul on the rebound, and that's going to go against Jamestown and Nilsson. And that's foul number two on the Jimmies in this quarter. Dort bringing it back the other way. 4:30 left to play in regulation. Defenders with the cushion. Pass goes left side, Kennard. Kennard with the basketball. I beg your pardon, not Kennard, but Pruitt. Pruitt with the basketball, left wing, left elbow. Cut down the lane, Shemileski. She's pinned on the baseline. Danger of a 3 seconds call, and they do call her. Shemileski had the baseline open. She could have driven out, stayed pinned under the hoop, and then gets called for the 3 seconds in the lane violation. It'll be Jamestown basketball. Ball tipped away, though, by Shemileski. Shemileski jumping the route. We've got a foul called on Jamestown and Macy Nielsen. Foul called on Nielsen is her second. It'll be Dort basketball after the steal by Shemileski. Inbounding will be Pruitt, deep right corner, and again on the sideline where the sideline and baseline intersect. They get it to Shemileski down to the corner. Screen by Gustafson rolled out of it, but the pass led her too far. And the Jimmies have the basketball down 25. Three on the way. They're going to keep hoisting them up. Another one, no good. Rebound taken away by Pruitt. Run out. Shemileski has Evavold. Shemileski will drive in, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Hagelin. That's number four on her. Shemileski will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Another free throw on the way for Shemileski. And actually, that's going to be foul number five. I was one behind on Hagelin. Hagelin will foul out with 4 points, and she'll foul out here at the 3:46 mark of this contest. And this is where you can manage some minutes. Don't have to have anyone playing 30 minutes tonight. This week will take enough of a toll. Defenders will rotate Harmson, Van Manen, and Krakus into the contest. Krakus waiting at the bench if Shemileski can make the second free throw. Shemileski makes the first. Another one on the way for Maya. Second one is up and good as well. 77-50. Defenders with a comfortable 27-point lead on the road. Jimmy basketball. Jamestown has it. They bring it up with Nilsson. Nilsson guarded by Krakus. Runner in the lane is good. Runner in the lane by Jamestown's Ashley Collins. So Collins with a 2-point bucket. Didn't anticipate seeing her in the game tonight. Pass ahead to Krakus. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It will be Jamestown basketball. So Collins, a 5'7 junior from Forest Grove, Oregon, finding her way to North Dakota for her collegiate experience. Right side on the elbow. That was Collins who gave it away to Hickman. Hickman with her first two. Dort leads 77-54. Van Manen over the basketball. Van Manen right side Harmson. Harmson drops it off. Evavold on the elbow. Back to Van Manen. Van Manen driving in and dribbles it off of her foot. Out of bounds. It'll be Jamestown basketball with 2:45 left. The defenders will send four new players into the game. Kennard, who hit those early threes today, kind of sparked the defenders in the first half. Mari Smitsdorf, Faith Anderson, and Michaela DeYoung on the floor for the defenders right now, up by 23, 77-54. Left side pass, jumper not good. Rebound tapped out by Jamestown. They keep it alive. 2:25 left. Pass goes left corner. Another three. No good. Jamestown has not shot the three well tonight at all. Going to be somewhere in that 15 to 20% range, I would guess, when all is said and done, unless they get going here in the last 2 minutes. Kennard down to the baseline, and Kennard's going to be called for steps. Turnover back to Jamestown. Jamestown with the basketball. Well, all in all, this is a good win for the defenders. Anytime you go and get a win on an opponent's home floor, especially in this league, it is hard-earned, and tonight was hard-earned, no doubt about it. Mari Smitsdorf called for a foul on the drive to the hoop by Jamestown's Amanda Allen. So Allen will shoot two. Mari, 6'1 junior from Coon Rapids, Minnesota. First free throw is up and good for Allen. Allen, a 5'10 freshman from Pingree, North Dakota. Didn't anticipate seeing her playing either. She's not on my cheat sheet. Second free throw is up and good as well, so she makes them both. Defenders lead 77-56. Kennard to Anderson. Anderson over the basketball, picks up her dribble. To DeYoung, Michaela puts it on the floor. Back to Anderson, 1:38 and counting. Smitsdorf, left elbow. Mari, back to Kennard. Kennard, right side, has it poked away momentarily. Passes it back to Smitsdorf. Smitsdorf double-teamed, loses the ball. Tacked away by Jamestown. Jamestown trying to narrow the difference. 77-56. Shot up, no good. On the crossover move by Jamestown's Kayla Buchanan. And the defenders will come back the other way. 1 minute remaining in regulation. Anderson to Kennard. Dort with a 77-56 lead. Kennard uses up her dribble. Here's Anderson, 10 to shoot. Now Krakus. Krakus, left elbow. Anderson, 5 to shoot. Krakus puts it on the deck. Feeds Kennard. Kennard on the baseline, forces it up. Shot no good. Jamestown corrals the rebound as the shot clock expires. Pass goes left side. Jimmy basketball. This is Allen. Allen goes right side. Hickman. Hickman drives in with the right hand. Her layup is good. Corey Hickman with 4 points. The defender lead is 77-58. Shot clock is off. Game clock is at 23 seconds. Pass right side, Anderson. Anderson on the wing, 15, now 12. And it looks like that's how this one's going to end. Krakus at the top of the key. Gabby dribbling out the clock. Passes it right side to Anderson. And that's how this one will end. Dort 77, Jamestown 58. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Stay tuned. The Wireless World postgame wrap is up next. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Before we get to Coach Bill Harmson on our Wireless World postgame wrap, a couple key statistics for you. Dort out-rebounds Jamestown 43-27. Shooting Dort over 50% slightly for the ballgame, 27-53. Also got to the free throw line 17-23. Limited Jamestown to 5 of 28 shooting on three-pointers. I said it was going to be in that 15 to 20 range, and it's 18%, 17.9 to be exact, and 11 of 16 on free throws. So for the defenders, they're able to overcome an evening where they commit 28 turnovers. Few too many for their liking, but they're able to shoot the ball well. And they were able to get to the free throw line. And it appears those two things are the key statistics for the defenders as they get a hard-earned road victory by a final score of 77-58. Before we get into any more numbers, let's visit with Bill Harmson and Coach Harmson. A very ragged first quarter and a half or so, and it seemed like your women's composure tested. The physical play didn't seem to bother them. They closed the half on a 14-0 run, and really it felt like the game was won and lost in that five-minute segment.
You go on the road, you spend the night, and you have a long day, and to get settled into the game tonight was our goal. It took us a little longer than what I had hoped that it would take, but what I was really impressed with our girls was how hard we fought in that first half. We were diving on the floor. We got loose balls. We were getting those 50-50 toss-up balls. So I was really happy with our effort. Now, because of the effort, I thought we were able to stay, hang in there. It was hard to get into any rhythm and flow of the game just because there was a lot of stoppages of play. But once we got into the rhythm and the flow of the game and adjusted how we defended, I was really proud of how we functioned today. That's a big road win for us.
Depth played a huge part for your team this evening. Peyton Harmson picks up a couple of free throws early, picks up her third early in the second quarter. Kenzie Kennard comes in, and she hasn't been playing a ton of minutes, but she hit a couple of big baskets for you and pretty composed out there.
She sure did. And Kenzie knows, with her role that when she's called upon, she's got to be ready to go. And she has proven that time and time again when we've had her play and step in those tough situations. And so for her to come in, and I think it was the third time she touched the ball, no hesitation, hits the three in the first quarter, hits the three in the second quarter, hit a free throw or two. She just played so solid for us. I'm really proud of her. She works hard every day in practice. She's a great kid.
You had that run at the end of the first half, 14-0. When you're on the bench in that situation, are you able to realize when you've got a run like that going, or is it a case where your assistants might have to let you know?
I didn't know it was a 14-0 run. I was just so tuned in to how many points they had on the board in the first half. And I think they scored like six quick to start the quarter, the second quarter, and then they stayed at that 25 mark from like the 6 minute mark down or 5 minute mark down. And so I was just tuned in on the 25 on the board. I probably should have been more tuned in to the turnovers that we had in the first half, but I was so impressed with how we were executing defensively. We knew coming in here is going to be a tough game. This team lives and dies by the 3-point line. And we tried to get them off the three-point line. We tried to limit penetration. I thought we did a nice job of it tonight.
Second half, how big was it for you to be able to limit minutes? I see Erica Feenstra with 28 minutes, but nobody else. You had Rachel with 23, but after that, no one else with more than 20. How big is that in a week like this?
It's huge. And, Erica in that first half, that's some of the best basketball I've seen her play this year. She was so connected on both ends of the floor. It's really, Erica's connecting when she's making that little dish pass to a cutting Rachel. And she was really connected, I thought, in that half. It was really fun to see. Rachel had 7 assists tonight. Our post passing, our interior post passing between Carly and Erica and Rachel tonight was as good as it's been all year. So that's something we continue to work on. Really proud of how we executed that tonight.
19 assisted baskets out of 27 total. Midland on Saturday. Midland got beat this evening, but we said going in this three-game week, those are big weeks, and right now you're two-thirds of the way there.
We are. We addressed it in the locker room just now before we closed, and two-thirds of the way to our goal. So we're going to obviously take a day tomorrow to rest up, catch our breath, and we're going to hit it hard again on Friday, getting prepared for a really good Midland team. Just came up short a bunch this year so far. So we're really looking forward to diving in and getting our team prepared and watching our girls play again on Saturday.
That's Coach Bill Harmson on our Wireless World postgame wrap. And Bill Harmson's team moving to 11-1 to start the season. We can go through those GPAC scores right now, and then we'll go to the numbers. A lot of blowouts tonight. Concordia over Doan, 110-47. Remember, that was 53-10 at halftime. Northwestern pulls away from Briarcliff in the second half, 75-56. Northwestern outscores Briarcliff 40-22 in the second half. Morningside over Midland and Fremont, 89-66. That was a 15-point ball game at halftime. Dakota Wesleyan over Mount Marty, 73-42. And Hastings coasts in for a win over College of St. Mary at Hastings, 104-53. Dort over Jamestown, 77-58. GPAC standings, you're seeing some separation already. You've got Hastings 5-0, Concordia 4-0, Dort and Northwestern and Morningside all 4-1. Dakota Wesleyan is 3-2. Jamestown slips to 2-3. Mount Marty, Midland, and Briarcliff are all 1-4. Doan is 0-4. College of St. Mary is 0-5. Here are your numbers from the first half. I hit some of the highlights. Here are the complete numbers. Dort, 27-53 from the floor, 6-14 on threes, 17 of 23 from the free throw line. Jamestown, 21 of 61, 5-28 from the three-point line, 11 of 16 on free throws. Dort with a 43-27 rebounding edge. Too many turnovers tonight, though. 28 turnovers. Jamestown had 20. Both teams had 10 offensive rebounds. Jamestown had 12 steals. Dort had 10. Defenders were led by Erica Feenstra, 17 points. Rachel Leibovold, 13 points, 5 of 8 from the floor. 11 points for Carly Gustafson off of the bench. 6 points for Abby Pruitt, 3 for Jordan Vinmana, 9 for Bailey Beckman, 2 for Bailey Tetzloff. 6 for Maya Shemileski, 8 for Kinsey Kennard, 2 for Gabby Krakus, for Dort's total of 77. For Jamestown, Emma Storr with 14 points, Courtney Maslowski with 12. 8 for Olivia Anderson, 6 for Paige Schmidt, 4 for Corey Hickman. 2 each for Ashley Collins, Amanda Allen, and Mackenzie Higlin. 2 points each for Grace Benz and Macy Nilsson. 3 for Kaya Tower, 1 for Noelle Josephson. Defenders were led in rebounding by Carly Gustafson and Erica Feenstra with 8 rebounds each. Peyton Harmson ends with 6, 4 for Rachel Evavold. Assists, Rachel Leibovold with 7 assists, 2 assists each for Peyton Harmson and Erica Feenstra. 2 steals for Maya Shemileski. The defenders improved to 11-1 and 4-1. Jamestown 6-4 and 2-3. Let's take a break now, and we'll be back with a men's contest right after this. This is Dort Basketball on KDCR 88.5.